Before I start, I would like to introduce our new Fisheries Management Bureau Chief, Eric Roberts. You'll probably be seeing more of Eric Roberts. You've probably seen him in the past. He has been our Canyon Ferry Reservoir biologist for a long time. Eric replaces Joel Toedts, who retired over a year ago, and he will be taking over from Don Scar. Go ahead and stand up, Don, so everyone can see. Don Scar has done a tremendous job helping fill in while we've been short-staffed, and Don is more than happy to turn things over to Eric for managing the commission agenda items. So we're very happy to have Eric on board. The first fisheries item on the agenda is the Holter Reservoir Fishing Tournament application. As you're aware, an application for a spring walleye fishing tournament on Holter Reservoir was denied by the department. The reason for the denial is based on Holter being managed through the Upper Missouri River Reservoir Fisheries Management Plan, which states that no walleye tournaments will be authorized on Holter as long as a slot limit is in place. The applicant has appealed the decision. It's my understanding that the applicant is present. And we also have the R4 staff here present to answer questions. Our recommendation is to maintain the denial. However, the current management plan is under review, and we'll be considering changing the plan to allow for fishing contests on Holter in the future. With that, I will hand it over to the chair.
Thank you. Just a quick question, Eileen, for Becky. Do we need to take public comment on our decision, or is it just the commission's decision for how that part of the process works?
Chairman Vermillion, commissioners, this is Becky Doctor. Yes, I would take public comment once you have a motion on the table, and so that would allow you the opportunity to then take public comment.
Right. Okay, thank you. And I guess from what I understand, I haven't done one of these before, so this is, but we'll start with the petitioner and or petitioners, and they can make their presentation to us, and then we will entertain a motion.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, and Director Williams. My name is Don Pyra. I'm the person that applied for the permit requesting a tournament on Holter. You undoubtedly have copies of the letter that I received from Mr. Grzak and my reply and request to appeal to the commission. Appreciate the opportunity to be here today and to at least talk my case, so to speak. I've had some really good working interactions with Mr. Grzak. We've worked very effectively together to discuss some of the issues and his concerns and my concerns as well. And the purpose of coming forward today is I don't believe under the current management plan that a catch and release tournament has a negative impact on a fishery, which according to Montana Code 127805, which outlines the appeal process, there's five conditions, six conditions, excuse me, that need to exist for the denial to be appealed. And one of them is that the contest would have a detrimental impact on the fish populations, the aquatic ecosystem, or surrounding area. My argument is that a catch-and-release tournament, by the nature of being a catch-and-release tournament, would not have a detrimental impact to that fish population. And the other thing, and I think it's more important, and the basis of the appeal is simply based upon the presence of the language in the management plan, that the purpose of denying that tournament is simply based upon as long as there's a slot limit. So what I'm really driving to in my purpose of my appeal is in 127805B, the specific verbiage is the conflicts with management goals for the host water. In the management plan, it talks about that the management goal is actually to manage the walleye population on Holter as a trophy fishery. I think that's clear that that's what the intent is. The intent of managing a trophy fishery in a catch-and-release format has no effect on the management intent if you look at the intent of protecting that as a goal of the fishery. The slot limit is irrelevant to the argument that the slot limit presence in and of itself actually makes a good argument for the management of that fishery. That's the basis of my appeal. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today, and I would entertain any questions that you may have.
All right, thank you, Mr. Pyra. Is it Pure or Pyra?
Pyra.
Pyra. Do you have any? Does the department? Excuse me. Does the commission have any questions for Mr. Pyra before we have commission questions for the department?
Mr. Chairman, I might, but I'd like to hear from the department first and ask them some questions.
So we'll give you an opportunity, Mr. Pyra. We'll give you an opportunity to come back up after we've asked some questions. We have a motion, but we'll start.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So I don't know if it's better to discuss this with Grant or with Eileen.
We've got both Grant Grisak and Gary Bartolotti here. I think they would be the best to answer questions.
Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission, Director Williams, my name is Grant Grisak. I'm the fisheries manager out of Great Falls, and I can answer any questions you might have about the basis of our appeal.
Thanks. I guess I'll just go ahead and start. It's my understanding, I understand what Mr. Pyra is talking about as far as catch and release, but can you just briefly describe the process that the department went through with Walleyes Unlimited, Trout Unlimited, and all the other folks who were part of that collaborative effort to come up with the Upper Missouri River management plan that directly addressed contests, win slot limits, just how that language was derived or arrived to and what this commission did back whenever it was that we appealed that or applied, approved that 2009-10 and the result of that public process.
Chairman Vermillion, the process for that, developing the language and the management plan, was derived from a citizens work group. Part of that work group included all the interest of user groups for those reservoirs. And specific to walleye, there was a member of an organized walleye sporting group, so to speak, and then just a general public that were walleye enthusiasts. So the topic of walleye was represented by basically two groups. One is organized and one unaffiliated. And this is the second iteration of the 10-year management plan for Holter Reservoir, and it was pretty clear through both of those processes that Holter stood out as there was a desire to manage it as a trophy fishery, and having a protective length restriction was a part of that management strategy. And that just kind of made it stand apart from the other reservoirs. So that it's a fairly consistent viewpoint over those two management plans, the one we're now included. And so that's a little bit of background on how that came up.
All right, thank you. Any further questions for the department?
The slot limits in place to manage this as a trophy fishery. And if you could again give me a specific reason why you feel, I'm assuming it is, as Mr. Pyra stated, that it's item B, 805B, that is the main basis for the denial. I don't see anything supporting these other categories. Give me a little more detail as to why you believe that this contest conflicts with the management goals.
Sure. Chairman Vermillion, Commissioner Colton, when we formulated our denial, we went directly to the management plan, and it specifically states that as long as there's a protective slot limit in place, that tournaments will be denied. And it's very straightforward and simple. That's the main basis for it. So if we're referring to the the arm language or the statute, we didn't even get to that point because we used the management plan as our first layer of for that approval process.
Okay, so, but can you give me, I understand that's what the management plan says, it's if there's a slot limit in place, no tournament. What is the basis outside of that language, what is the actual biological basis to say that this tournament would conflict with the goal of managing Holter as a trophy fishery? How are we going to make our fish small? Are they making the fish smaller?
Sure. Chairman Colton, we don't believe that there is a biological concern. In this case, it's strictly a social concern about how that reservoir is managed in terms of the size component of the walleye fishery.
And so this, I mean, just if I remember correctly, and I guess it must have been 2009, because right now this plan is under review. And so this was a collaborative process based on consensus where you had to have unanimous consent of the group to agree to a particular provision. Is that right?
Chairman Vermillion, that's correct, yeah.
So this was a unanimous decision by Walleyes Unlimited, an unaffiliated walleye group, Trout Unlimited, the department, anybody else that was at that, was that part of that collaborative group. And then it came to the commission, and the commission put it out for public comment, took public comment, and approved this management plan with this specific restriction in 2009. Is that right?
Chairman Vermillion, that's correct. And I just would offer some distinction. I don't know if it was a unanimous decision. It was likely consensus.
Well, and I guess, you know, just we haven't had as many walleye issues recently as we did 10 years ago. And part of that, I think, and I hope, is because we had this collaborative process that came up with this management plan to create this roadmap for how we're going to manage the Upper Missouri River at least for the next 10 years. And it's now under review again. So it, you know, it feels like, I mean, I understand what Mr. Pyra is saying as far as the, and I appreciate the department's honesty in saying that this is not a biological question, this is a social question, but it's also a question that there's a lot of public process that went into this for a 10-year plan. And it strikes me that unless you have a compelling biological reason to deviate from the plan, if it's a social question, we probably should support the public process that got us to approving the management plan in the first place. But I'm, you know, if you want to make them, I'm not going to make the motion, but I'm, that's how I feel about it.
Mr. Chairman, but that portion of the management plan could be changed on this review if people so decided?
Chairman Brower, that's correct. In fact, the current management plan lists, specifically states that if there is, in the future, if there's an increased interest in walleye contests on Holter Lake, that we could evaluate it at that time, and it seems to me that we're pretty close to that time. So,
I think Becky had something she needed to say.
Chair Vermillion, Commissioners, thank you for allowing me to clarify something in this. In the administrative rule that the petitioner actually referenced, it does say it is for the department decision. And so the department based its decision on these factors in the administrative rule, and that's A through E. But it does indicate that an application may be denied if, in the opinion of the department, any of the following are found to exist. So even finding one of these, and that's why there was no further discussion about it, because finding that it didn't meet the management goals as outlined in the management plan was enough to deny. Then when you look at the appeal process in 809 of the administrative rules, it asks that, or it requires that the commission rely specifically on those same factors for its decision. So for this commission, if any one of the following are found, and one is 2B, the contest would conflict with management goals for the host water, those would be enough to deny the application. Your ability here is to approve, deny, or modify the application. That's what this administrative rule actually allows for your decision. So I just thought I'd put that on the record and allow you to know what it is you're being asked to decide.
And it's safe for the department or for the commission to equate management goals with the direction that the management plan gives to the department and the commission as it relates to the management of this.
The way I understand management plans is it really does set out management goals for 10 years. So, yeah, I think those two are synonymous. Thank you.
This lawyer disagrees with those two lawyers.
I think the language of the rule is very clear that it doesn't, that it, the contest conflicts with the management goals, then it's to be denied. We just heard from fisheries biologists that it will not conflict with those goals, but it does conflict with language in the plan. I would argue that maybe this language in the plan is dicta as opposed to binding authority. But I understand the concern, obviously, and I'm not trying to diminish it. But I don't remember, and maybe someone can clarify how much discussion there was about this language and tying the slot limit to a ban on tournaments. If that was, you know, fully vetted, something of received quite a bit of attention, or was it just kind of something thrown in? Because I don't necessarily know that goals in the entirement plan are synonymous, especially in light of what we just heard, that it's not contrary to the goal. So I'm struggling a little bit, as you can see. Well, I'm not going to make a motion for it or against it.
Well, I guess what I would say is that, you know, you've got a process here, the commission you've got the department's process and the regulation setting process that pretty specifically, only, if I remember correctly, only dealt with Holter as far as a prohibition on, very specific prohibition that was put in there, only dealt with Holter as it relates to walleye tournaments if there was a slot limit. So it was, and it was, if you remember that conversation, there was, I don't remember who the guys from Walleyes Unlimited were there, but I mean, TU was really involved. There were a lot of different folks from the Helena area, the Livingston area, on that. And they talked about all these issues pretty extensively. And so the fact that they specifically mentioned Holter, I think, some increased credence. So with that, I'll make a motion to deny the appeal and do a directed, I mean, encourage Mr. Pirate to participate in the management plan review, which is going to be starting next year. And, you know, clearly has changed to the point where there's enough public support within the, you know, the discussion process, the formulation of the plan process. You know, it's really easy for that management plan to strike that part of the management plan and change that management direction going forward. So that's the motion I'll make.
I will second, and ditto.
All right. With that, we'll open it up for public comment. And, Mr. Parr, you're welcome to come back up and add, you know, give public comment on our motion.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Williams, and Commission, again, thank you for the opportunity to be here. I was not confident that my appeal would be upheld and that we'd be allowed, but it does begin the conversation of a greater discussion about multiple use objectives when it regards outdoor recreation. And as Commissioner Colton referred to, a $65 million industry on the Bighorn, fishing is a big money in Montana. And people that fish walleye tournaments aren't your average guy. They expend a lot of money, just like a lot of other anglers, in their pursuit of what they want to perceive as their fun. There's a number of other tournaments in the state, and it's actually a fairly active group of people that actually are mostly tournament guys that usually aren't really involved in political processes, and I'm just going to deal it out like that. The thing is, just, you know, that I would like to just wrap together is that I appreciate the opportunity going forward in the next management plan, and this is what Mr. Grzak and I have been talking about, to review this as a concern and ask, is it time to remove that restriction going forward? The best thing I hope for today was to have that discussion and to move forward into the next management cycle. So, again, I appreciate the opportunity to be here today. Thank you.
Thank you very much for saying that. And that's the kind of public comment that's very helpful and public participation that is sorely needed some days in this process. So I appreciate
that. I understand that. Thank you, sir.
And, you know, what I would say is, you know, it's always important to remember this management plan was the result of a pretty extensive public process and a lot of public comment. And while your case is compelling, it's difficult for me to circumvent all that public process and make an exception when we've got a plan in place that if we need to change it, and if the department and the public thinks we need to change it, then we need to change it. And we're, you know, and that's what we need to do first and then move into the next part, in my opinion. So.
Absolutely. Anything else for me?
Yes, while you're still up there, thank you for the manner in which you appealed this and worked with Region 4
you know, it was very professional, and it helps us to give direction through our comments here as to what the commission is interested in seeing as if the management plan comes back to this body and what we'll be looking at. So thank you for your participation.
Thank you again.
Right. Any further public comment, either in Great Falls or wherever, on this particular petition? More public comment here in Helena. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to respectfully deny Mr. Pyra's appeal, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.